The Youth's Instructor, November 7, 1895. Religion means service. We are laborers together with God. Christ is the head of the church on earth, and he requires that everyone who believes in him as the Redeemer shall surrender himself to obey his word, to love God supremely, and to love as Christ loved those who are perishing in sin. In every church, there should be men who will set in operation missionary efforts and teach the workers how to exercise tact and how to carry out the best missionary methods. There should be many workers in every city and laborers sent to every possible field. We have the promise of the Creator of all worlds, the promise of him who has all power at his command in heaven and earth, that he will be with us and will work with the living, working church on earth. He appoints angels to cooperate with human agencies in advancing his work for the saving of perishing souls. All heaven is employed in ministering to the heirs of salvation, imparting the renewing power of the Holy Spirit to those who shall work for the salvation of souls. No church is to be passive. No individual member of the church is to be irresponsible and unemployed. The Lord soon cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the world for their iniquity. The earth shall disclose her blood and no more cover her slain. The message of warning must be carried to sinners. It must be proclaimed to those who have not had the light of truth. The church must be educated to the idea that they are not to use their time and their money upon themselves, but must devote themselves to the diffusing of light to those who are in darkness. The whole law is fulfilled by him who loves God with all his heart and his neighbor as himself. Upon these two principles of love hang all the law and the prophets. The Lord Jesus loves those for whom he died, and he requires all who believe on his name to cooperate with him in self-denial and self-sacrifice. Those who believe in Christ as their personal Savior will put forth earnest efforts to make him known. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And by presenting the truth as it is in Jesus, souls that are perishing will be saved. We need to look to God continually and fortify our souls by earnest prayer and watching thereunto. Religion means service, earnest, faithful service to God. All who have been chosen of God are to be co-partners with him. They cannot combine self and selfishness with true faithful service. All who enter the portals of bliss will be found faithful. They will have rendered such service that their Redeemer can say to them, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." The Lord has laid out in distinct lines the conditions that must be met if we would be his followers in deed and in truth. He says, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." I would impress upon our young men and young women the necessity of making their calling and election sure. I would beseech you to do no haphazard or uncertain work where your eternal interests are involved. By so doing, you lose happiness, peace, comfort, and hope in this life, and you lose also your immortal inheritance. My young friends, you are judgment-bound, and through the grace of Christ, you may render obedience to the commands of God and daily gain fortitude and strength of character, so that you need not fail or be discouraged. Divine grace has been abundantly provided for every soul, so that each one may engage in the conflict and come off victorious. Do not become sluggish. Do not flatter yourselves that you may be saved in walking in accordance with the natural traits of your character, that you may drift with the current of the world and indulge and please self, and yet be able to withstand the forces of evil in a time of crisis and come off victorious when the battle waxes hot. You must learn daily how to use the weapons of your warfare and to wield the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You must learn how to resist the devil, that he may flee from you. You must learn every day to obey the orders of the captain of the Lord's host. My young friends, do you pray? Are you educating yourselves to offer petitions for pure thoughts, for holy aspirations, for a pure heart and clean hands? Are you educating your lips to sing the praises of God, and are you seeking to do the will of God? This is the kind of education that will be of the greatest value to you, for it will aid you in the formation of Christ-like character. You are thus learning how to obtain the robe of Christ's righteousness by appropriating to yourself the ample promises of His Word. Many feel stirred with an ambition to minister to others. Let them learn to walk humbly with God, to be doers of His Word where they are. Let them learn to be obedient, to serve in whatever capacity they may. Let them learn to do the humblest work and to realize that they are serving Christ in whatever circumstances they may be placed. In doing humble physical work, you may reveal the fact that God is with you and that you are trading upon the talents He has entrusted to you. Right where you are, opportunities and privileges will present themselves to you. And if you are seeking to serve Christ, you will see and improve them. In the humblest situations, you will find occasions for the exercise of firm integrity and fidelity. And if faithful in serving God in the lowest place, you will be entrusted with higher responsibilities. If you are faithful in a few things, your faithfulness will testify that you are a student in the school of Christ, and that you are cultivating your ability to serve Him in larger fields. Jesus says, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much."